Huh? I'm on. I think I'm on. Am I on, Jeffrey? I'm on. I can hear myself. Waiting for the countdown. Okay. Good morning, everyone. God bless. And, you know, this morning as we were opening up here before we came online, it really blessed me to listen to the prayers and the manifestations this morning. Because as I teach today, you will be able to connect a lot of what I'm teaching with what God has already said. And the prayers were just such heartfelt thankfulness to God Almighty for all he's done for us. And I think that's really good to be reminded of every day, is how much we really do have. And, you know, we've been talking about and looking at some of the power and benefits that we have as God's kids being born again of the Spirit of God. And this morning, you know, I want to look at that again. I want to look at it in deeper detail and continue to teach some of this. Remember last Sunday we had a picnic, and Jan taught about the five senses versus the spiritual five senses. And it was a great sharing. If you haven't heard that sharing, you should go online and listen to that, because it will really help lead into what I'm teaching today, too. And it was just a great, great picnic, wasn't it? It was our last picnic of the season, but man, it was a lot of fun, and the word was so beautiful and fun to hear and be a part of understanding. We are body, soul, and spirit. We are not just body and soul. The day we got born again of God's Spirit, that's when our eternal life started. Do you think about that? Our eternal life isn't when Christ comes back. Literally, our eternal life started the day we got born again, because the promise was, you will live eternally. That is our ticket. And it's amazing when you stop and really think about that, meditate upon that, and how easy God made that for each and every one of us. And being three-part beings, you know, a third spirit, a third body, a third soul, that spirit is in command if we let it. That spirit is God in Christ in you and me, and it gives us the power that anything we ask for in the name and authority of Jesus Christ, which we've been given because we have that spirit within us, nothing can stop that in our lives. We have the power of God Almighty inside us. And sometimes I think, at least I'll speak for myself, I've been doing this for over 40 years, and you know what? I still need to be reminded. Sometimes I still take for granted I have the ability to walk like Jesus Christ. I have the ability to forgive like Jesus Christ. And I don't care what somebody's done to you. I don't care stupid things that come out of each other's mouths at times. That does not hold me in a power of unforgiveness. God gave me the ability to forgive anything from anybody. So don't let it be an excuse in our lives, you know? Oh, I can't do it. Or, oh, that's just too hard. Or, you know, man, our finances aren't great, but something's going to happen. I mean, God's got to do something. No, you have to proclaim what you have. And remember, you don't have a problem. You might think you have a problem, but we're going to see right up here is where you got to make the decision. Are you going to walk by the flesh? Which you can do. You and I can do that quickly and easily sometimes. Or are we going to be who Jesus Christ died for us to be? Are we going to be the men and women that God gave his only begotten son for and confess the word no matter the circumstances and walk with the power and authority we've been given no matter how we feel that morning? We all go through things, right? We all have pressures. We all have sorrows. We all have things that the adversary tries to get us off the course with. But you know what? We don't have to go off the course. And we need to encourage one another and build each other up. So, you know, our spiritual senses are much greater and more powerful with the authority of Jesus Christ behind them than anything we can feel. And we need to remember that, especially in emotional times. You know, go to Ephesians chapter 2. I want to remind us of a couple of things as we go to God's Word. And you know, the people online we listen to, Come Dine With Me by Sal Rico, and we listen to Jesus the Messiah by Chris Tomlin. Those words in those songs are so powerful, and we need to remember that. We need to remember every moment of every day who we are. So Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also ye all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature," our very nature, "were children of wrath, just as the others. But God," who? God. "God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and is raised up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace." Whose grace? God's grace. "His grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you were saved, and not of works." Okay? "It was by grace you have been saved, through the faith, and that of not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are whose workmanship?" We're God's workmanship. We're God's kids. That's who we belong to. That's who we are. That's the nature that lives within us. For we are God's kids. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for" what? "Good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." We were dead in trespasses and sins. We were walking to the course of this world. Now we have God's Spirit, and that Spirit is much more powerful than the things of this world if we walk in that power and authority. We have to do the walk. These good works that God has called us to do, we cannot do in and of ourselves. Jesus Christ said in the Gospels, you know what? "In and of myself, I can do" what? "Nothing." Okay, now he lives in us, right? So in and of ourselves, even with Christ in us, we can't do anything of ourselves. We have to tap into that spiritual power and that spiritual authority so that we can do the good works. It's not working for that power and authority. That has already happened because Jesus Christ paid the price. He's the one that did the good works, that gave us the ability to have the power and authority that we have in this world today, to walk as the lights of this world. We should be shining so bright, you know? We should be the ones that are just, look, we're not letting anything get us down. I don't care what you throw at me. I have the power and authority of the one who's already defeated you, Satan. And you know, the devil is the one who works through our five senses, through our emotions, our thoughts, the things we consider, the things we do, the things we think upon, the things we react to. And he is a manipulator, a masterful manipulator. But he is not more powerful than the spirit that lives within you. And when we take our spiritual senses and we look at our lives from a spiritual perspective, from God's perspective, by how he works within us, because that spirit's there, and by the written and revealed word of God that we can go to and draw energy and strength and direction from. My gosh, he's made it so simple for us. Now, sometimes it doesn't seem that way because the adversary can make it look so hard. Don't believe that lie. He is the master of lies. You are stronger, you are more powerful, you have the authority and the right to stand up and knock him down. Don't ever get talked out of who you are in Christ, because he will try. And sometimes he'll try me to talk me out of it. Don't ever let yourself talk you out of who you are or anybody else. This cost God, His only begotten Son. But this power, this ability can make our lives so much easier and greater, and we can minister to people in the body of Christ around the world. So, man, we got to really hold on to what God's given us, you know? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This is how we walk those good works. We're going to look at some examples that God gives us. He doesn't just ask us to do something. He enables us to do it, and then He tells us what to do and what not to do. Pretty cool, huh? 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Christ Jesus, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now, then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading with us, we implore you in Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Who reconciled us back to God? Jesus Christ. Why? Yep, because He loved us. But there's even a bigger reason. Because God asked Him to. And this is what God's asking us to do. This is our good works. This is the good works that God needs us to do to help reconcile people back to Him. We need to tell people about Jesus Christ and who He is and the power that He gives and the love and the tenderness and the joy that we have because He lives within us. If we see ourselves, okay, when I look in the mirror or when I'm sitting there in my room, if I see myself with my spiritual eyes, I see Christ. If I see myself believing what God's word says about me as I read, I can see Christ in myself. We have a better understanding of who we are and how to walk like Christ when we keep our heads into the word and when our spirit is open to God, for God to work spiritually through us, to give us word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, to give us the ability to bless the body of Christ with the worship manifestations. You know, every time somebody's leading a meeting and they say, whoever wants to speak in tongues and interpret or prophesy, stand up, the whole room should be standing. We should all stand up because we have the privilege and the honor of bringing a message from God to the people sitting in this room. This is part of who we are. We should joyfully want to excel at who we are. We should want to pray for people. We should want to speak the word of God to people. Go to Galatians chapter 5. This is God telling us again. 5:16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. You know what? This is a New King James Version, so if it looks a little different wording, then that's why. But it's very clear here in any version that you read these scriptures in. God wants us to walk by the Spirit. He wants us to understand there's going to be a battle. You are going to feel contradicted sometimes when you're trying to walk by the Spirit. You are going to feel perplexed at times because your emotions are being manipulated and directed by the adversary. But our spirit is being directed by God Almighty. He's the one that directs that spirit within us. That's why we need to look with our five senses, listen with our five senses, because God will tell you and me exactly what we need to know in any situation if we have that five senses, that spiritual five senses into operation. And when I see the Spirit of God in me, when I go to the Word and I believe what the Word says about me and I confess that, it's not hard for me to see the Spirit of God in my brothers and sisters. But when I don't see the Spirit of God in me, Sometimes it's very difficult to see it in each other, and that's why forgiveness isn't done sometimes. That's why people hold on to things. Just think how it would be in the body of Christ if we really forgave like Christ, if we really loved each other like Christ loved us, which is our ability to do. It's not out of the question. Divisions wouldn't happen in the body of Christ. We would be all so joyful that we could walk with God like that, that we can reach out to others like that, to each other like that, because we all are challenged too. There would be no divisions. Wouldn't that be awesome? And that is in within our ability, but you got to believe it. Look at Romans 12. The battlefield is very well put out in this verse. God makes it very clear. Romans 12, chapter 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to what? This world, the five senses, how you feel, what you see, what you taste, what you hear. Don't be deceived by the things of this world, because through our five senses, we learn about this world, don't we? We learn from the things that we're taught, the things we see, the things that we feel. It is all part of what we have to deal with. But our spiritual senses help us discern what is truth from error. I said earlier, the adversary is the father of lies. Don't buy into the lie. And sometimes the lie is strong. It's very emotional. It's very deep. But you got to put on those five senses and take that emotion, that feeling, that decision you're about to make to the written word of God. And God will show you, even through the written word, the right answer. And if you just lock in, if we lock in with him, he can just tell our spirit. He just tells us. Have you ever been in a situation where you knew, you just knew this was not the right thing to do and you did it anyway? And then after you did it, right, you go, dang, I knew I shouldn't have done that. That was the Spirit of God working in you. That's how simple it is. It's not some big equation that we can't understand or God's got to strike us with something. No, it's inside. It's the Spirit inside of you, and you hear the voice. And we just got to be more in tuned with the voice, right? We got to be more locked in with the voice of God inside of us and not our five senses or the things of this world that's being taught and promoted and saying, well, if you are a Christian, then you accept anything and anybody. No, that's not what God's word said, is it? We love people, but we don't accept people's sins. I love myself, but I don't want to accept my own sin. Forget it. I want to not sin. But that doesn't stop my love. You understand what I'm saying? But you have to listen to that Spirit of God within you, because the battlefield is right up here. The battlefield is up here. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your, what is it? Your mind. The renewing of your mind. We are transformed by the Spirit of God. He does the transforming. That Spirit does it. When we renew our mind. Did you get that? When we renew our mind to what? The Word of God. To the Spirit of God within us. We throw down our thought and we replace it with the thought of God. And not just replace it. We act upon it. That's a big key here. It's one thing to think the Word of God. It's one thing to say, yeah, that's what God says. It's another thing to really do it. And that's what we got to be good at. We got to get good at that. And we get good, we get better every day. That you may prove, why does God want us to renew our mind? That we can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God in our lives. God has each one of our lives planned out. He has each one of our lives set up with great and wonderful things to do for him, and great and wonderful things that will bless us. But we have a free will. He never controls us. He never makes us do anything. The battle is up here. And the person that decides whether God's going to reign and the things that God is going to reign in your life is you, is me. With this battle right up here, we need to put on the things of God, the thoughts of God, and walk out on them. Not just mental assent. Yeah, God's right. Yeah, that's good. But I just can't forgive this person. People have a hard time with that. I don't know why. When I sit down and think, well, when I have a hard time to forgive, I tell you exactly what I do. I get in a quiet place and I sit down and I start thanking God for all the things he's forgiven me for. And then I don't have such a hard time forgiving. Forgiving isn't for the person you're forgiving, it's for you. So that your walk and your senses can stay sharp with God. You don't carry around bitterness and anger in there. That's hard for some people, but why? Because they don't believe who they are in Christ. When we understand more of who we are in Christ, which we learn from where? God's Word. That's where we learn it from. We begin to understand how to do the things of Christ. And that's the goal, right? That's why God did all of this. Look at Colossians chapter 3. Just remember, your feelings are manipulated and tinkered with and lied to, your five senses feelings, by the devil. God is the one who directs your spirit, and he only wants the very best for us. So listening to your spiritual senses is really one of the most major things you can do in your walk with God. So Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. Where do we learn about the things of God above us? Where do we learn that? From the Word. And from walking by the Spirit. Because when God gives you spiritual revelation and understanding, that's what it is. Revelation and understanding. You get, isn't that cool? Okay, so if you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things of the earth. Therefore, put to death. Here's what God says to get rid of in our lives. Put to death. Does that sound pretty serious? Some people may even think, oh, that's harsh. No. No, not for what God's asking us to put to death. It's not harsh at all. It's in our best interest, to be honest with you. Therefore, put to death. Kill this stuff in your members which are on earth. Fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourself once walked when you lived in them. And that's part of why it's a battle for us, because we were like that one at one time. Now, you know, these are some harsh, heavy topics here God just named. But look them up. You'd be surprised how day by day these kind of attitudes can happen in a person's life. Uncleanliness. What does that really mean? Look it up. Look it up. And God says, get rid of this stuff because of these things. The wrath of God is going to come on the sons of disobedience. Now, we're not a part of that group anymore, are we? No, because we're born again of God's Spirit. So why walk like that? Why manifest those things, even to yourself, about yourself? Everybody get that one? Don't put yourself down, people. You are God's masterpiece. That's what God says. So when you say, man, I'm not doing this right, I'm just messing, I'm just this, I'm just that. Liar, liar, liar. That's a lie. Nope. You are God's masterpiece even with all your mistakes. I'm God's masterpiece even with all the things I do wrong. That's the kind of God we have. That's the kind of Savior we have. He's our Lord. Jesus Christ did this to set us free on this earth during this time of our eternal life. Where did I stop? Because of these things? Okay. Now, but now. Let's go to the but now verse. But now, you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Don't lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, that guy's dead to us. That's the old nature. And have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Every person in this room is filled with Christ. Every one of us. That is who we are. That is our true nature. That is where the battle is. The devil does not want us to live our true nature because it gives us power, authority to defeat him, and it gives us knowledge and understanding and direction from God Almighty to preach that to others so they have the power and authority. That's part of our good works, and God wants us to do that. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're doing a lot of verses today, but I'm telling you, I'd like for you to just take the time to go back and look at some of these because God will open your eyes of understanding and it will blow your mind at how God has laid this out for us. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. And a stronghold, mighty in God to pull down the stronghold. This is how you do it. The stronghold is an area in your life that you've just maybe not quite got defeated yet. You just, every time that situation comes up or that emotion or the thought of the past comes into your mind, it just throws you for a loop. That's what a stronghold is. That's what a stronghold is. And it says that, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds so we don't have to deal with that. And casting down arguments and every high thing that exhausts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought, every what? Every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And that's so simple. Man, you start feeling unworthy. No, wrong. I am worthy. I am worthy because of Jesus Christ. I am worthy because of what he's made me. And I'm not going to get talked out of that, even though I may be having a little trouble right now thinking about it. I'm going to lead that thought captive to Christ. That thought captive to Christ says liar. That thought captive to Christ says not true. That thought captive to Christ says no way, no how, and I'm not going to listen. Jesus Christ gave us this eternal life because of the price he paid. And when I fall short, I have that to rely upon. I have him working inside me, manifesting the power and authority of God. Bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now, sometimes I look at that and I think, yeah, right. No, wrong. I mean, that's right, but what I thought was wrong, when you're ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. See, there's one thing about doctrine, reproof, and correction, and that's godly and that's honest, and we need to be able to do that with one another, and we need to be able to receive it from one another to help us stay sharp. But you know what? I don't have my obedience to God totally fulfilled yet. I still blow it. So I don't have the right to have a haughty attitude. So we want to make sure that when we are speaking the word to one another, when we are trying to help or build up or correct something, that we do it in great humbleness and meekness, you know, because we all still have the five senses versus the spirit battle going on in our lives. Nobody's perfected that yet except Jesus Christ. So I know that verse is in there, but sometimes it can be misunderstood, okay? Colossians 2, verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with what? Thanksgiving. Beware. Look out. Watch out. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic, okay, now I want you to hear this, according to the basic principles of the world. A lot of basic principles out there in this world, isn't it? You know, if it feels good, do it. You know, if you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. That are the principles of the world. Is that the principles of God? Is that how God tells us to live our lives? No. And see, we have the Spirit. Why? So we can live by the Spirit. So we can walk in victory. So we can do the things that God's called us to do. It's a pretty big deal. And we don't want to be tricked by the principles of this world, because they're devilish, to be quite honest with you, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete. And that word in the Greek is completely, completely, completely complete in him. You can't get any completer than that. Now, can you walk less complete than that? Sure. If we walk according to our five senses. But if we walk according to the five senses spiritually that we've been given, you know what? We are complete, you guys. Come on. Don't ever put yourself down. Don't look in the mirror. Don't say, man, I'm so dumb. I'm so this. I never do this right. And lie, 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 lie. Just start thinking that. That's a lie. Mm-mm. Contrary to what God says I am. I am who God says I am. And you'd be surprised the strength that will put back into your thinking and how you'll be able to face that dilemma or that problem that's causing you to go there to think that about yourself and defeat it. We walk in victory. We need to really realize that. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him. You are complete in him, you guys. You are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. We are complete. Do you guys realize that you have the same power? We have the same power in us that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Think about that. We have the same power in us that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. You know how I know that? Go to Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, does it dwell in you? Okay, so the if doesn't matter because we know it does. We know we are born again of God's Spirit. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. That's where we get it. God's Spirit dwells within us. God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That same power. I want you to think about that. That same power dwells in us. That same power. And anything the devil steals from us, anytime the devil gets a hold, we know he can't control us unless we let him. But anytime he tries to mess with us, and maybe we give him a couple of inches before we go, whoa, wait a minute, that's not cool. The minute we go, wait a minute, that's not cool, that's not the truth of the word, and you start speaking the word to yourself, he flees. He has to flee. We have power and authority given to us by Jesus Christ through the decision and commandment of God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth. That's our power. And if we really lock into that spiritually, guess what? He cannot defeat us in any situation. He cannot. And anything he steals from us, God replaces even better than what we had before. And the word says that too. Go to Galatians 5. We're going to close here. When you're walking by your spiritual senses, when we're really locked in with God, this is what you are going to find being manifested in your life. First and foremost, you will see these things yourself. This is how your life will feel to you. And this is how your life will look to others. And it is not hard if we just do not allow our five senses to control the circumstances and decisions we make. But we allow God to do it. We allow that Spirit of God within us to be directed by God, and then we willingly, by our free will choice, walk it. We just don't acknowledge it. We live it. That's what that spiritual power is. That's when it's released. And this is what our lives will be. It'll be full of this, okay? But the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22, did I say that? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. It means you've got patience. You don't just fly off the handle at every little thing that happens. Kindness, goodness. You're faithful. You're faithful to God. You're faithful to read your word. You're faithful to fight for people's lives when God shows you it's time to put that armor on and go battle. You have gentleness. You can be gentle and kind. You can be soft, and it's not bad. You know, it's just that we're never soft with the devil. That's who we're not soft with. But we can be soft and gentle with one another. We have self-control. We don't fly off the handle. We don't have to yell and scream when we don't get our way. We get quiet and we pray. Against such there is no law. Now listen to this. Those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Let's walk with the power and the love and the authority of Jesus Christ. We are a three-part being, and that spiritual part is the biggest, the strongest part of us. And when we operate walking by the Spirit of God, when we have our hearts in tuned and our ears opened spiritually and our eyes opened spiritually, it is like the floodgates of God's love and understanding can be poured into our lives. And then we won't let little things bother us. We will have this kind of heart and life that we're living and walking. You know, I'm going to close with prayer, and I want to pray this similar to what Paul did in Ephesians. When he prayed for the believers, you know what he prayed for? He prayed for their spiritual understanding and for their hearts to be open to God and for that knowledge to be something that they lived by. And that's what I want to close with today. I want to pray for God to just work in us, okay? God, we're so thankful for how you've made it so easy and so magnificent for us to walk with you and to be as Christ was. He lives within us. That is who we truly are spiritually. We are what you have called us to be. So, Father, help us to go to your word and continue to teach us so that our eyes of understanding are enlightened, that we may know the hope of our calling. We may truly believe who you have called us to be, and we will be strengthened by that, and we will be given such power and authority by the Lord Jesus Christ that we have the confidence to walk in that and to just back the devil down, not in just our own lives, but in those that you direct us to minister to and to pray with and to love and to just fellowship and have fun with sometimes too, Father. You want us to have a joyful life. You've made things so available to us, God. We are so thankful to you. So we endeavor, Father, to continue to learn and grow, no matter how many years we live on this earth, but to just grow in a relationship and an understanding with you that is tighter and tighter so that the Spirit of Christ is what is manifested in our lives 90%, 95%, 99% of the time, Father. We know that you have called us and placed this power within us. Help us, Father, to understand it deeper, to draw us closer to you, and to enlighten us, Father, so that we can do the things that you've called us to do freely and joyfully with the free will you've given us, truly, because you've asked us to, and we love you, and we love our Lord, and we love each other. And it's in his name I pray. Thank you, God. Amen. Have a great week, guys.